No matter what you go through,
we have heard the message, Shalom. All is well.
There is a place of address behind the inner veil.
Inner veil.
So rest, little God, rest. All is well.
All is well.
We have had a message, Shalom. All is well. There is a place of perfect rest behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride, rest. All is well.
Every scripture that pertains to true salvation, brethren, it is hidden. So when you come to a church like this, it is not anointing that gathered us. It is revelation that gathered us here. That is what makes us different from the rest of them. There is a revelation. There is something we know they don't know. And they will never know. Because it is not given to them. And it's not for us to be proud. It is to make us to love Him better, to serve Him better, to fear Him better, to get closer to Him than any other person. That is the effect. That is the effect. To be better Christians in character than anything at all. We should be better. We should be better. We should be better. So the first stage is the shout. And then, behold, so the bridegroom cometh. Now listen. That means that cry is a ministry that will be pointing the people. Remember, they were all sleeping. The sleeping here is not that they enter their room, put on air condition, lie down, they sleep. You know what it means. And you must be sleeping before a thief can enter your house, carry something and you don't know it. And they were all sleeping. That is why Satan crept into the church and saw all the nonsense, the tears he saw, because they were sleeping. They didn't know when the spirit of error crept and entered and took a hold and taking absolute control. They were sleeping. Suddenly, they change their messages. It's no longer talking about homegoing. Everything now became worldly. Everybody shifted to prosperity, 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 prosperity. Nobody again was conscious of the soon coming of the Lord. But when it is time for the rapture to begin, there was a cry. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. It is a message that points you to the soon coming of the Lord. Go ye out and meet Him. Go ye out. It means you were inside somewhere. You were inside the denomination, sleeping with them. Go ye out and meet Him. You cannot be there and ever meet Him. They will stop you from meeting Him. There's nothing in there that can prepare you for the coming of the Lord. Apostle Paul then caught it. Jesus said, call it cry. But Apostle Paul said, the Lord will descend. He will start with a shout. Now, verse 7, Matthew 25. Then, all those virgins, they arose. All of them arose and trimmed their lamps. Now my emphasis is that verse, they arose. So it means there was a response. Church, listen. There was a response. All the virgins, both foolish and wise, there was a response. My emphasis is the response. Now, why I am emphasizing this? Praise God. Now, there is a right response and there is a wrong response. Now, if your response is wrong, you will miss what the cry is saying. You will miss what the shout is saying. Now, if you have responded to the shout, you are already, and then listen. He said, go ye out. Now, the first response is that you will leave the denominational system. Now, when you leave the denominational system, yes, you have responded. Praise the Lord. The first response is you will leave the denominational system. Now, if you have responded correctly, hallelujah, to leave the denominational system is not just about leaving a church address, changing a church address. It is a mentality. Because the Bible said they all trim their lamps. The lamps there is a revelation. A lot of errors that were stuffed into our minds, into our heads, in our denominational setting. You bring them to the Bible and trim them. Anyone that is contrary to the Bible, you will drop it. Why I say so is that there are people that have left the denomination, come into the entire message and denominated it. They still carry the hangover of where they are coming from. And then bring it again under the cover. Let me tell you some of them. One identification of a denominational system is that attention is focused on the G-O, the man of God. It is a one-man ministry. The ministry is owned by him and his family. Secondly, listen, it is a one-man show ministry. There is no room for the fivefold ministry there. Thirdly now, listen, church. They are known for expansionists. They are known for establishing branches with headquarters. Because remember, they broke out from that system. The Roman Catholic system started it. The Protestant left with that same hangover and established the same thing. But you don't find such pattern in the Bible. And let me tell you something. God raised a man in this age to teach us how it should be. The man William Marion Graham. The church that he passed on was called Abraham Tabernacle. Now listen. The man did not like that name being given to that church. But it was his own piece of land. He owned the land and he donated it to the church. So when the trustee board, they finished building the church, they decided to name it in memorial of him. And I read it where he said they didn't need to do that, but they insisted they would do it. That is why it is called Abraham Tabernacle. And that man was pastoring that place. And then one day the Spirit of God told him that he should leave and go and do the work of an evangelist. So the ministry changed. I read it. When he came and announced to the church. And together, they selected a pastor called Brother Neville. And he stepped aside and handed over the church to him. We watch it after then. When he goes about around the whole world in his crusade. Listen. You cannot be a pastor and an evangelist at the same time. So much, you are so much bound to a church, bound to the place, until there is no room. If the Holy Ghost wants you to move somewhere, you will refuse to go because Oh, this one, when we labor for here, we don't labor. I don't labor. Labor here. Finish. Go where? You are still with a denominational hangover. We must be ready to move at any time. I travel. Pastor Thomas, Pastor Francis. Pastor Francis told me. He says, like, your heart desire is fulfilled, because I told the ministers that I intend to have a church that will not be centered around me and my personality. Where if the pastor is not around, then nothing moves again. No service. I was telling the son, wake up, oh. And I know many of you that called me that I was away and my absence was not felt. And I said, it means we are achieving it. The reason is this. I am an entire message believer. And I know and I am ready. If tomorrow he said move, I will move without even praying over it. That is how the church of Jesus Christ should be. That is what we are restored to. That's what we are restored to. Will Abraham will come back and they ask permission from Brother Neville. Please, can you give me next week to take some services? If there will be chance. Brother, somebody who started the church. The one that is anointing is above measure. Is descending to somebody that he hand over the church to. Tell me, which denominational man will do that? That's why people don't know the impact of the ministry of that man. And people who say they are following him, these little things, they cannot catch it. Do you know there are inter-message pastors that are having branches? They have branches. They have branches. Praise the Lord. They have headquarters. They quote it. They will keep somewhere, go somewhere, evangelize. Then keep it. Then when you say, why don't I have it? Say, he's still watching them. There's nobody there yet that can pastor them. So you are pastoring Ijesha. Then you are pastoring Ikorodu. Then you are pastoring Akwanga. Because there is nobody else there yet. But there is Dickie. There is Dickie. Who collects all the tithe and offering and sends to them. It's a denominational hangover. I met them in Italy. Where is your pastor? Where are you people fellowshipping? Place. Who is your pastor? Our pastor is in so town. And you are here. Here. Where you people gather here? Who is your pastor? No, it is the one there that is our pastor. I say, you are finished. You are not in the message. What do you read? You who came into the message. The message is for everybody to see. What did you read? What did you see? And you still allow yourself. Church, listen. He said that this Antichrist system will be so close that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. Is it a denominational person that will deceive us? They will come with a message of William Branham to deceive us. So your response matters. Now, we have responded. We left the denomination. We awoke. We trim our lamb. This is the order. He hands us over to the fivefold ministry to dress us up. The ministry for perfection. To dress us, which is the righteousness of the saints. When he finishes that, then, while all this is going on, there is the mercy seat, which he has been sitting for the past 2,000 years, until the last elect comes in. And I thank God that the last didn't enter before I came in.
That's exactly what he was saying in Luke chapter 13, verse 22. And he went to the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, he said, strive to enter. That scripture is for us, oh. This scripture is for us, oh. It's not for that time, oh. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Narrow gate. For many, I say unto you, we seek to enter in, I shall not be able. Who are those that we seek to enter in, I shall not be able? He is going back to the foolish virgins. Because by the time their oil finished, they came looking for oil. And it was too late. There was no more oil. They were virgins, so when once, see where I am going. When once the master of the house is risen up, it means he has been sitting down somewhere. He's risen up and has shut to the door. And you begin to stand without, stand outside the door. And to knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence. I was in charge of intercessors. I was in the evangelical group. I traveled from village to village. I did deliverance. I was this. I was that. But he shall say, hallelujah. I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It is only those of you hearing me now that we shout, oh no, had I known. I've said it. That's why that Matthew 22, that man without the marriage wedding garment, he was speechless. I said he was speechless because he was a member of Red Assembly Church. So what will you say is the reason why you are not dressed? Did we not tell you the truth? We said it even too rough, Sam. We were not cultured. We were so rough here. Rough, very, very rough. Eh? You had the testimony of that sister Lovett last Friday. Eh? One of my daughters here, where they do deliverance for? I don't know, say anything where they come to me in a cover shoe. I don't say they paint nail. They carry cover shoe, cover them. Now his leg, her leg swell up. And as God will do it, she was in Pastor John Paul's office, asking John Paul for prayer. I don't know, I just opened John Paul's office, I saw her. I said, what happened? He said, see my leg is swell up. I should do like this. I see the leg where they paint. Check your neighbor, you can see, say, oh, don't paint too. And so, I said, John Paul, I told her, I said, don't call to me for prayer. So, John Paul, pour petrol for that leg. Put matches. Burn it. And I walked away. She said she first saw ashamed of herself. So, you know, the thing you are doing was bad. That is the meaning of iniquity. Iniquity is knowing the right thing to do and refusing to do it. He said, get thee from me, I didn't know you. You workers of iniquity. That's why she was ashamed. And yet this is a true daughter of God. Very stubborn. So I was making reference to the fact that we are hard. See the way I spoke. I said, burn it. And I went away. I told her, don't come to me for prayer. Then she went and the leg increased. She said, like elephantiasis. Where she's walking, they told her, go to the hospital. Then she went home. Then she remembered that I said she should remove this cortex. She took, whether not petrol, what did she use? Cleaner, no, no. Cleanser. As soon as she finished cleansing it, the swelling just disappeared. Try it. That your headache, when no gree go, it may be that attachment when they there. It may be that attachment. Where did they? You see? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now your leg, where they eat you every time, cro-cro full all there. It may be that trouser where they wear. Meanwhile, you are thinking if you wear the trouser there, it will cover the cro-cro. Meanwhile, the trouser, they cause the cro-cro. So you have no excuse. That man was speechless. They are the ones that will cry. Oh no, had I known. But I'm happy because there are people that are hearing us. That's why I will say it. Honestly, I will say it. Because when they were attacking us, Pastor Thomas, you remember that day when we were at Alausa? One of the last moments before God stepped in. We were going for a very decisive meeting. And I was waiting there in the office, in the waiting room there in Alausa, before we go and see the permanent secretary who thought he had the yam and the knife. I told God, I said, Lord, since I started ministry, if there is just one person that has been converted, just one, since all these years, Father, because of that one, settle this land matter. Pastor Thomas was sitting by my side. We were sitting like this, waiting to go inside. And you saw the land has been given, so at least I have one person. I have one person. Clap for me now, I have one person. There's one song that says, must I go an empty handed? It says something about empty handed. I will not go to my Lord empty handed. I have some people I will carry along. Because somebody who came here newly, a young man called me, that after I spoke on 31st night, that he felt touched, that his girlfriend in school somewhere in the east came for holiday, now in fiancé, and is in his house. He said, so sir, from what you say, and I know that it's wrong, I have not decided that she should only be meeting me in the shop. Should I stop her coming to the shop? That means somebody is hearing me. Let's clap for that brother. Let's clap for that brother. Clap for that brother. But there are some people that are hearing me now. As I talk, he said, this man, I don't know what they go to. Make I leave this one, make another girl take over. I go, deal with them. Ah. No, leave him. This man, may you talk your own go. Me, I know. I know how I'm serving my God. I know how I'm serving my God. Hey, one day. Oh, no. Had I known. When the sun so much to heaven.
With Jesus as a leader. Marching on war like soldier. Yes, devil soldier. Singing and rejoicing. Oh, yeah, the sinner shouting. Oh, no. Oh, no. Had I known. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's me, voice.
It should not be your portion. Do you know why I believe you are a sincere child of God? The thing we say here should make you vex and go away. But the more I say it, the more you come. It means the spirit is willing. It is the flesh that is weak. this year, you will break through that flesh in the name of Jesus Christ. See where I am going. Now listen. He stands up from the mercy seat. Once he stands up, catch this revelation. I want to say something deep. He stands up from the mercy seat. That is the last seal to be revealed. 7 seals in chapter 5. Sealed 2. I mean inside and outside. With 7 seals. A book sealed with 7 seals. Within and without. I've spoken so much about the seals. But my emphasis is that the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seals have been fulfilled. There are 2 seals that are remaining to be fulfilled. And they will be fulfilled in this order. The 7th seal will be fulfilled before the 6th seal will be fulfilled. The 7th seal, praise God. Seal number 6 is the day of the Lord. That is when Christ will be coming to judge the nations. And he will not be coming alone. He will come together with us. But seal number 7 has not yet been revealed. Because it is the next fulfillment is still to be fulfilled. That is the next thing the bride is waiting for. It is the fulfillment of seal number 7. The revelation of the 6 seals we are given to William Branham. At the 7th seal, the angel was silenced. Now, why I'm saying this is, I gave an earlier example. Because that is the next move of God. Antichrist and carnal people have gone ahead to mess that thing up. To confuse us. This is what happens. Now, when the seal number 7 is in Revelation chapter 8 verse 1. When the seal was opened, there was silence in heaven. Now, William Branham said it, and by study we've seen it, but just by way of summary, the seal number 7, the opening of that seal links with Revelation chapter 10 verses 1 to 6. Can we read it? Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 8 verse 1. Let's read chapter 8 verse 1 first. Revelation chapter 8 verse 1. This is the bride's food now. This is the carcass. This is the carcass. And when he had opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of how long? Half an hour. That is all that is spoken about that seal in that chapter. Why the silence? It is because that is the 7th seal. It is the seal that ends mercy. No more mercy. Christ stands up. And then Revelation chapter 10 begins to fulfill. Verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was, rainbow means covenant. And who is the angel of the covenant? It's the Lord Jesus himself. Praise the Lord. So it's a description of, so that mighty angel, that archangel, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Remember, Matthew chapter 17, the transfiguration, that is his description. In Revelation chapter 1, that is his description in his glorified estate. verse 2. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth. Like this. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. This is where we're going. And when he had cried, it's a spiritual thing, seven thunders uttered their voices. Seven thunders uttered their voices. And when they say thunder, uttering like that, the thunder is sounding to bring forth a message. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John the Apostle had thunder. Amen. Hallelujah. When those seals were given to him, chapter 6, verse 1. Can we read it? Hallelujah. And I saw, praise the Lord, when the lamp opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of what? Thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. One thunder opened the seals. William Branham also, when he was by that mountain, we all know the story. And suddenly, there was a blast that he thought he was finished. And there were witnesses around. A thunder that struck and everywhere shook there. And suddenly, seven angels came down like that to him. That thunder announced the coming of those angels to give him the revelation of those seven seals. Here we see in chapter 10, the angel, the mighty angel, one foot on the sea, one foot on the land, lifted up that book. Let's go back there again. Verse 2, Revelation chapter 10. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. Verse 3. He cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Verse 4. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, John. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. He did not write it. So it means, whatever those thunders sounded, the message they had, only John heard it. Am I correct? It is not written anywhere. And that is why it is dangerous. Because it is not written, people will come and make claim that they have heard what the seven thunder has spoken. And they may be right, and they may be wrong. So how am I going to know? How am I going to know? Church, this thing I'm saying. Listen, church. People are going around now that seven thunders have been revealed. I am here to prove to you, seven thunder has not yet been revealed. And I will prove it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is not yet revealed. Bride of Jesus Christ, our next expectation is the sounding of the thunders. But watch it, church. Seven thunders, if you follow the order, seven thunders will sound only when salvation is over. That's what I'm trying to let you see. Seven thunders sounded after he stood up from the mercy seat. So, the first question I ask you, thunder is revealed. Then I will say, when was it revealed? They say, William Branham revealed it. Then I say, William Branham revealed it. He died in 1965. And I gave my life to Christ in 1989. I am still saved. If not for the mercy of God, I cannot be saved now. And there are people right here that within last year, many people gave their lives to Christ. And they received eternal life because the mercy seat is still there. And they come with all academic permutations. It does not flash with the Urim and Thummim. It doesn't flash. So, how are we going to know when the rapture, when the seven thunders will sound? We will continue from there next Sunday. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads. Let's bow down our heads. There's only one prayer I pray. I told the Lord, I did not go looking for him when he revealed himself to me. He made me to give my life to Christ. I did not know anything about the ministry of William Branham, the restoration ministry. So that I will not go in error. After I gave my life to Christ, he revealed this restoration ministry to me. I did not fast. I did not pray. I didn't know anything about it. His mercy. And my prayer is, Lord, you cannot bring me halfway and drop me. Your next move, Father, let me be part of it. Let me not be a castaway. You see my heart. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to be left behind. If that is your prayer, can you talk to him too? Because it's not he that will it. It's not even he that run it. It's God that showeth mercy. As the prayer of a believer. The prayer of people who truly want to go to heaven. What next? I've given my life to Christ. I've received the Holy Ghost. I've done correct water baptism. Father, what next? You who showed me correct water baptism so that I will not go in error. If there's anything more for me to know, Lord, reveal it to me. Let me not be left behind, Lord. That's my sincere prayer. That's my sincere prayer. Why shall it profit a man? You gain the whole world and lose your soul. No. How? After I have dropped all the worldliness, then I'll stand before you and say you didn't even know me. Ha! This is my earnest cry. This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord. I don't know who it is. It's a prayer you pray from the heart. From the heart. God is serious. Something is going on. I have heard a shout and I have responded. Now, Lord, your next move, the voice of the archangel himself. Father, cause me to hear it. Cause me to hear it. Now wait for thee.
That shall